music, food, lots of fun, clowns, entertainment for the kids. And we have a special victim tribute area for those families and friends who have lost a loved one or had someone injured as a result of a drunk driving crash.
Why is this event so important to your organization as the kickoff of the season?
Well, actually, it's important. Number one, it's a fundraiser for MAD because all of the services that we provide to the community are at no charge, but that doesn't mean there's not a cost to them. So it enables us to continue to provide service to victims and survivors of drunk driving crashes at no charge to them, to provide education materials for parents and students with our Power of Youth program and the Power of Parents program. It also enables us to be able to continue to do programs like the Taiwan On for Safety campaign. And like you said, this is kind of the kickoff to the holiday season because, unfortunately, we're coming into the season when there's a lot of celebrating with alcohol. We kick this off as a reminder for people to be safe and sober during all of these times, and hopefully we'll have fewer victims.
About 11,000 people were killed last year, and another 400,000 were injured in alcohol-related accidents. If we suffered those kind of casualties in a war, people would find it completely unacceptable. Why aren't people getting the message?
They would be outraged. And at MAD, when drunk driving is involved, it's not an accident. An accident is something that's non-preventable. Drunk driving deaths and injuries are preventable. But because these injuries, and unfortunately, war injuries also, casualties may be one or two at a time, but I don't know that we've come to accept this. There's nothing acceptable about having someone killed every 58 minutes or an injury every 90 seconds in this country. Many people believe it's not going to happen to me, and many people believe there's been so much said and done about the drunk driving issue that it's no longer a problem. But unfortunately, we still have too many people out there that make the decision to drink and drive, and we have too many people out there that get in the car intoxicated time and time again. And basically, they continue to do it because they can.
And you're in favor of ignition interlocks and the high visibility patrols. Do we need to stiffen the penalties? And do we need to take another look at what they call buzzed driving, people that may have had a drink but might not be above the legal limit?
Well, in Ohio and in many states, you can be charged with an alcohol-related offense even if you're below the legal limit, if there's other evidence to support that you're impaired. MAD has set the limit at 0.08 because scientifically we know that's the level that everyone is impaired. It doesn't matter how much alcohol it takes them to get it to that point, but everybody's impaired at that level. But we do support charges and prosecution of people that are charged with impaired driving, whether it be at above 0.08 or if there's other evidence to show that they are impaired.
You can find out how to get more information about Walk Like MAD on October 6th at Harbin Park in Fairfield on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Andrea Raykamp, thank you.
Thank you so much.